This segment proudly brought to you by Capital Air.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you this morning. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat, ilme nafi. Mufti Sahib, inshallah, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 6th of Zulqa'dah 1445, and with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 34, Surah Sabah, and verses number 29 and 30. We say Jazakallahu Khairan to our brother Mawlana Salim Kareem, our brother Zakaria, and thank you very much to our brother Bonface. Our Junaid Mota is recuperating, Junaid Khan. Inshallah, inshallah, Al-Aziz, from tomorrow he'll be back here in the studio. So make dua for him, Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota, Junaid Khan. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant him complete shifa, and all those people who are ill and sick, Allah make it easy and grant them all complete shifa and complete speedy recovery. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So let us start now with our tafsir of the Noble Quran, chapter 34, verses 29-30. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ. And the non-Muslims would ask the Master, alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi salam. They are saying, مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ. When is this promise of yours going to come? This day of Qiyamah, this day of death, and the day we will pass away, there will be a new life and so forth. We, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe in two Qiyamahs, the micro and the macro. Man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. Every day people are passing away, Muslim, non-Muslim. So remember that they are individual Qiyamah. Their micro has started already. Already the questioning and so forth has started, and they will know where they are going, whether they are successful or they are failures and so forth. In kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful. And then the macro in chapter 99, Almighty Allah speaks about it. Iza zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha. When there will be convulsions everywhere, everybody, everything shall perish except him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 28, verse 88. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Everybody, everything will pass away, will die and perish. He, Almighty Allah, Al-Hayyul Qayyum, ever-loving, he was, he is, he will always be. Self-subsisting, Al-Qayyum, me and you, we have a starting and an ending, we have to pass away and die. Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. So therefore, that day will occur just like death occurs. Who can prevent it? Nobody. Now this was the question they posed, not because they were sincere. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Naqal kufr, kufr nabashat, naqlul kufri laysa bikafirin. They were trying to mock and ridicule and belittle the Master alayhi salatu salam. Allah forbid. When the Sahaba, the beloved student companions of the Master alayhi salatu salam, asked, tell us about the day of Qiyamah, when will it occur and so forth, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, ma a'tadda laha, what did you prepare for that day? So then the Master alayhi salam said, Alayka bi kathrati sujood, you must make abundant sajda, prostration, and prostrating to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, lead a lot of salat, not only your farz and compulsory mandatory prayer, but beside that your voluntary prayer, your qaza prayer, everything will be included in that. So that will make us prepared for the day of justice out of the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. And when the day of justice comes, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave signs, but the exact details are only known to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We all know it will occur on a Friday, but which Friday, nobody knows. La ta'atikum illa baghta, the day of justice, the day of judgment, the last day, doomsday, will come to you suddenly. To say 10th of Muharram is rejected by the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That is propaganda of the Kuffar Shia. We should know all these things here, and do not let the Kuffar propaganda come and infiltrate our belief structures. قل سي يا رسول الله أو مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم لكم ميعاد يوم. All of you have an appointment for a certain day. Which day is that? لا تستأخرون عنه ساعة. It will not be delayed for a second or a moment. ولا تستقدمون. And nor will it be brought forward by a second or a moment. It will happen on the time at the place where Almighty Allah Jalla Wala wants it to occur. Today the non-Muslims there in the occupied Palestine, what these haramis and shayateen, Satan's children, Lucifer's children, what they call Armageddon. Now they're already seeing the Armageddon. The Jutlas and their supporters are seeing stars daytime already. So this is already, remember, the major signs already just starting. These are the precursor introduction to it. And each one of us as Muslims, two verses we should remember. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis-salihin. That, Ya Allah, let me pass away and die with Iman and Islam, and unite me with the pious people, devout servants. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. And Ya Allah, chapter 3, verse 194. Wala tuhzina yawm al-qiyamah. And do not disgrace us and humiliate us on the day of justice. I just told you just now, we the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the mainstream Muslim, believe in two Qiyamahs, the micro and the macro, our individual and the collective. So Ya Allah is speaking of the collective. لا تستأخرون عنه ساعة ولا تستقدمون. It will not be brought forward, it will not be delaying. Almighty Allah speaks of the individual, the Muslim. Now the sakarat is starting. He's losing control. Is his or hers last moments on this earth? And فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصْوَدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Chapter 63, verse 10. When it is the last moments, death is approaching rapidly. So the Muslim will implore, beg, petition Allah, grant me some respite, Ya Allah, one day, one hour. For a swaddaq, I will give some charity, Ya Allah, I'll become pious. Chapter 63, verse 10. Allah Jalla Wala simultaneous answer. Chapter 63, verse 11. The Master alayhi salatu salam lived for 63 years. In the 11th year, the Master alayhi salam made the parda and the demise took place. So that is a subtle sign to the Master alayhi salam. See the glory, beauty, style of the noble Quran. Chapter 63, verse 11. وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. And no person will be given extension once the time comes for death and our demise. Therefore cry, beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, O Muslim, and say, Allahumma ja'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fihi. O Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we meet you, Ya Allah. You grant us your special mercy, your special tawfiq, divine guidance, that we say something, we do something, something which is so beloved to you, and that our last moments when we come to meet you, O beloved Allah. So that should be the hopes and aspiration of every true Muslim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 6th of Zulqada, 1445, and it's corresponding to 15th of May. Normally, I don't mention the Gregorian calendar, but today, deliberately, I mention it for a reason, as you will see. GG Gaza Genocide, day number 222. So today is 15th of May, and here in South Africa, it is the 6th of Zulqada, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa Al-Mubarak, it is the 7th of Zulqada. Why did I mention 15th May? Because 14th May is day of independence for the Jutlas, for the Haramis, for the apartheid regime of Israel, the day of independence. And for us, the Muslims, the true Muslims, today is Yawmun Nakba. Wake up, O Ummah, from your sleep and your slumber, and know the day of catastrophe, when the Jutlas stole Palestine, invaded Palestine, the squatters came there as small puppies. The Palestinians showed them mercy and compassion. Sammin kalbak ya'akulka. Then these puppies became bulldogs, and they then started eating them up and so forth, till they ate up and usurped the whole country almost. But now Allah Jalla wa Ala, in His infinite grace, mercy and wisdom, is letting Israel be humiliated, disgraced in the whole wide world. And you can see the Jutlas are in a state of panic. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us start with the news, views, interviews locally, nationally and globally. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 7 soldiers, Israeli soldiers killed, they sent straight to hell. Alhamdulillah, we're very happy about it. 15 of them are severely injured, so we're very, very happy about that as well. No empathy, sympathy for them. Some Israeli ministers, and they are marching with the settlers and demanding the transfer and the expulsion of Palestinians from Gaza. Can you believe that? They stole the whole country, basically. Now they want to expel them, transfer them from Gaza. And some ministers are also involved in that. Allah decimate and dismantle this apartheid terrorist regime. France police are looking for 2 people who escaped and who killed 2 police. So that's a very big story in France. America in big problems, we must remember that. America increases the tariffs with China some 100%, like for the vehicles, electric cars and so forth. So we must remember that that's a trade war between America and China. And between America and, you know, Russia, there's a real war, and it's playing out there in Ukraine, and America and its allies are losing, and a defeat and nightmare humiliation awaits them. They thought it would be walk in the park, but Putin is our harami there. We like this harami. Anybody attacks America's interests, Israel's interests, whoever it is, kind and calm and can, Muslim, non-Muslim, we will support them. So remember, this is the foolishness, and then they gave in them billions and billions, and then to Israel as well, and there also they are losing and in a state of panic. UK courts accused 2 men of machine gun plots to kill Jews. So remember, they have been arrested and interrogation taking place. Listen to this from a person who is a child specialist and so forth in the UK hospitals. He says that when the Ukraine war and invasion took place by Russia, so then so many children were entering the UK, and then they had to do operations on these children and so forth, these white children from Ukraine. But according to him, he says, no child from Gaza has been taken in by the UK hospitals. Eh, Sunak, you and your companies and politicians, you're a disgrace to humanity. You should go direct to India, go join your Modi there, or go to Rwanda. Imagine this, that they pleaded with the registrar, with the supervisors, the head of the hospital's clinics, and they agreed. When we took in Ukraine children, so the same thing should apply for Gaza and Palestine, but the politicians and Sunak and company and Cameron, all harami shaitans they are, so they did not allow and they did block that. That you see, this is the white hegemony. You must remember, they hate the Arabs, they hate the Muslims. The only thing they love of the Arabs is the money, but these idiots cannot understand that. So we should be very clear on these issues. Canada, the fires are raging on in British Columbia. Thousands of people are told to evacuate their houses and run. So Allah Ta'ala's punishment on them. They also haramis. They are the, you know, Siamese twin of America. Whatever America tells them, they say, ya baas, ya broer. So if you know Afrikaans and Dutch, then you will know, okay boss, we will carry it out. So you are the big brother. Haaretz carried a wonderful article yesterday. Palestinians lived in Palestine before Israel's existence, and in Haifa and other places before 1948. So there you have it from the horse's mouth. So it's occupied territory. Invaders and squatters came there. And remember, for the past 7 days, very little aid is coming into Gaza. Two trucks were burnt, remember, by the settlers with aid going into Gaza and West Bank and so forth. So this is what the Jutlas do. They will place rocks on the road, they will destroy the road, they will burn the trucks, and they call that a democracy. The only lesson the Jutlas will learn, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. U.S. Big Brother is sitting there in Washington in the White House, and what he says, U.S. wants India over Iran deal. They want Pakistan. Small country like Pakistan compared to India is telling America, go to hell, man. Don't come poke your nose in our internal matters. India said your time is over already. So India got a no-care attitude. They're cutting more deals with Iran. They're cutting more deals with China, with Russia and everybody. So you must remember that. Listen to this one. This is very good news for us Muslims. Both the haramis, Putin and Xi Jinping, so they're going to play ping pong. So Putin will tell him, now you listen to me. This is our strategy. Where? Here in Ukraine, and you must help me. And Xi Jinping will tell him that this is our strategy against America and they in Taiwan, so you must help me. And we both must help one another to help Palestine and help Gaza. Not because they love Palestine, because of the gas and the oil and the resources there. So remember, and all this that Putin can travel, they told them, go to hell, man. You don't come and tell us what to do. Why you don't put all these Israeli leaders, you must remember, and issue a warrant of arrest for them. They are guilty of genocide, guilty of war crimes, guilty of ethnic cleansing, guilty of crimes against humanity, and you want to come tell me? So Putin is a big harami. He knows which country to come. He didn't come to South Africa. He says, South Africa, you're a small partner. Let me go and catch the big fish. So he and Xi Jinping are going to play ping pong. Very good, that is. And they're going to sort out America, Europe, and all these NATO characters and so forth. CNN reports, Ukraine facing a nightmare. So what these Ukrainian guys, they remind me of the African continent where we have more than 50 countries. So America pumps in and gives them billions and billions of dollars. Half the money, three quarter the money get stolen by the politicians themselves. Upilo mali, baba, hayazi. So if you ask our politicians, where's all the billions you collected during COVID and all that? It's a hayazi. So we don't know. It just disappeared. So that is same thing there, the Zelensky and their master crooks, you must remember that. So that is what they're facing. United Nations says every Muslim, every person of justice should listen to this. United Nations says of the people killed and martyred and there in Palestine, in Gaza, we're speaking of the Palestinians, that the people, 35, 36, our count is 40,000. So let's say 40,000, 35,000. So the percentage of them is 56% of them that were murdered and martyred by the Israeli haramis and the murderers and the Hitler's children, 56% of them were women and children. And you telling me you're waging a war against Hamas? Hamas is just a name. They want to destroy the whole of Gaza and Palestine, but they are losing very badly. Israeli flag raised in Canada, and it causes outrage there in the major cities. Yesterday, our brothers of Hamas, Allahu Akbar, they targeted one big depot of arms and ammunition right in Tel Aviv, the financial capital, and their jutlas are wondering, Allah's azab, Allah's punishment is on us. These people use small light weapons compared to us, and they say, Bismillah, Bismillah, and Allahumma saddid ramyana, Ya Allah, let our targets hit, boom, bang, and the Israelis, everything stings, stars, daytime, the haramis. So remember the Australian, listen to the Western system, how their justice works. Australia, there's a whistleblower. He told the world about the atrocities, committed the war crimes in Afghanistan, David McBride. Instead of prosecuting all those characters there in Australia, they prosecuted him for David McBride for 6 years. Why did you become a whistleblower? So therefore, when they speak of human rights, democracy, it is lipstick on the lips of a pig. That is the word. Those are the words of George Galloway. And I concur and agree with him and echo his sentiments. Two Indian stories. Listen to the stories, all you Indians and Hindus and supporters of India. The Modi government is burning down many buildings. Deliberately, they will tell you that somebody burnt it, arson. But those buildings contain very, very sensitive information where they made crooked deals, where there were tenders and so forth and corruption. So they are destroying the evidence. Because why? You know, India is almost 1 billion voters and things are not going the BJP way. And many places they are losing now. Their illiterate people also are catching up with them. And now it is panic buttons for them, whether this coalition government or they lose or they win, Allah alone knows, but they are in serious trouble and burning their own buildings. Can you believe that? Two Muslim politicians killed in cold-blooded murder, premeditated murder. Atiq Ahmed and Ashrif Ahmed, remember, were going with the police and the Indian terrorists came and shot them dead. In cold-bloodedly, what will happen? Nothing will happen because in Muslim blood is very cheap there. Israeli leaders humiliated, remember, on Monday, Tuesday, and every one of them. Netanyahu went to address the crowd, they told him, you must resign. Ben-Gvir told him, he said, you never serve one day in the army, you're a harami, get out from here. Smotrich, they told him, you're a traitor, you get out from here. So every one of them was humiliated, disgraced by the jutlas themselves. I sent all this out last night, a lot of time, so mashallah, I informed you and keep you up to date with what's happening. They right there in the Haaretz, northern Israel is really vulnerable, that the firepower of Hezbollah is greater than that of Israel, in the sense that they have not made proper adequate arrangements, so there are huge security problems. The settlers invaded Masjid al-Aqsa yesterday and even raised the apartheid terrorist Nazi flag of Israel there. One local story, Cyril, CR, is in big trouble. They worried, you must remember, elections are today, exactly 2 weeks away. That today is what? 15th of May, 29th of May elections. Hence, today 2 weeks. So now they say we want majority victory. Coalitions are very, very dangerous. That is what Cyril says. Cyril, we want to ask you what you say of Pala Pala. Speak of Pala Pala. Then we can speak of other things. All these other things for me are waste of time. We have to ask each one of you the uncomfortable questions, and then we can speak. Because me, I'll never vote for ANC or DA or EFF. I made it very clear to you all. And to vote for the DA is haram for any true Muslim. They are a party who promote the Jutlas and Israelis and genocide. So therefore, we can never ever agree with them. Our program for today we go overseas. Our brother Fahim Dosani, he's a Yemen guy, right? I don't know him, but spoke to him. He seems to be quite up to date with what's happening in Kenya and Nairobi and Mombasa and that. So Mona Zahid Khan will interview him today, Fahim Dosani, and he will tell us about the floods and about the politics and whatever that occurring, happening there in Kenya, Nairobi, and so forth. So Fahim Dosani, inshallah, between 8:30 and 9, 11 to 12 will be bliss of marriage, 1 to 2 will be the tafsir, commentary of the Noble Quran, and remember, it's Wednesday afternoon. Cry, South Africans, for our Iman, our Islam, for our beloved country, beautiful country, South Africa. You won't find another country like that for us Muslims and Islam. So much freedom we have, not one Arab country, Muslim country will give you. But the sad story is, we Muslims are violating the Islamic Sharia and code, and the non-Muslims also, remember, there are certain words in Afrikaans, but they can't use it now. I'll just use the English. They are frustrated and really fed up with the politicians, majority of politicians, Muslim, non-Muslim. So that is the status quo today in South Africa. Wednesday is time for dua. After Zohar till Asr, raise your hands, get your children, masoom children, everybody involved. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us tawfiq, Muhammad Salim. Allah reward you, reward your family. We have 17, 18 minutes. Let's fire up in inshallah.
Mufti Saab, what is your rai concerning opening restaurants? I want to be a restaurant owner.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We have to rephrase that question. In Islam, there's no such thing. What is your rai? What is your opinion? And so forth. In matters of Sharia. Sharia means the path that leads us to the water. The path that leads us to success. So now, we go to Quran Sharif. We go to Sunnah Mubarakah. We go to Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We go to the Awliyaullah. Then we go to the four schools. So now you as a Muslim, you say you want to open a restaurant. So which kind of restaurant you want to open? Will you be supplying wine and swine? So then obviously it's haram. Will you be trusting the halal organizations with their halal logos, which is not worth the paper on which is written? So every day, almost second day, third day, there's a scandal coming out from various organizations. I warned you about this 20, 25 years ago. Their halal logos are not worth the paper on which is written. So too. Third, my brother, will you be really prepared if I tell you that this chicken and animals and all that are, you must remember, tortured and you must stunned and so forth. According to us, our fatwa is not permissible. It's haram that, and it is torture. So that you must stay away and only get sources for who, where, don't stun the animals. You yourself will say no. So your income will become tainted, polluted. You will be what you eat. Kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiba. Islam does not teach us we must just consume halal. Islam teaches us halalan tayyiba. That eat, consume, drink that which is pure, wholesome. Then you will be motivated to do good deeds. Take the ummah now as I speak. So you must remember it's Fajr time. Go take a survey in your town, in your family. 75-80% of the Muslims today will not read Fajr Salat. Why? Because half the things they consume are doubtful or haram and so forth. So who got time to wake up for Fajr? Just sleep. Bala shaitanu fi udhunay, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Let the Satan, Lucifer, urinate in their ears and so forth. So that is the real reason, my brother. So I don't think it's a good choice. choice for you. When your income must be 100% halal, the sunnah dua to read today and every day after Fajr Salat in Ibn Majah authentic hadith. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. Oh Allah, I beg of you, beg of thee, such knowledge that is beneficial. So every day we must learn something new. Wa rizqan tayyiba, grant me such sustenance, income that is pure and wholesome, not only halal and lawful. There must be no contamination, it must not be tainted and polluted. Whatever little but broken, humble efforts of ours, wa amalam mutaqabbala, ya Allah, accept our actions. One more time, authentic hadith, Ibn Majah, read daily after Fajr. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan tayyiba wa amalan mutaqabbala. My brother, to summarize it, bad choice, I would not advise you to do so.
Mufti Saab, I was doing a job for a client of mine. The client was not supposed to enter his premises till my job was done. He did, however, enter without my consent and was badly injured by stepping on a set of nails. We went to court. He won the case. Is this justice?
You must remember that if a person enters a place that is mamnu'ud dukhul, that prohibited for a person to enter, only the mechanics or the engineers or the owners are supposed to come there. So somebody else comes in there and then he gets injured and so forth. The courts might have decided in his favor because of negligence or whatever loophole or a sharpshoot lawyer. Islamically, remember, you are not responsible. So if you are a Muslim and that person there is a non-Muslim or even a Muslim, then now they told you you have to pay damages 20, 50, 100,000, just get interest money and get rid of it and finish, you must remember, and put bigger boards now and more conspicuous places that nobody's entered here unless you are belonging to the staff or management and something. So that is my advice to you. You know, justice today doesn't work with justice. It works with sharpshoot lawyers and loopholes and with all these kind of things here. So that is the big problem. And sometimes things happen underhand, you know. That when we were in school, they say you must be sober like a judge. But is every judge in South Africa and the world sober today? I got my doubts, you know.
Mufti Saab, what happens if you faint while performing Hajj and don't remember anything?
So remember that if you are in Hajj, you're in Ihram, and now because of the heat and so forth, it happens many a time. People, Allah forbid, suffer sunstroke, people start fainting and so forth. So the people normally in Hajj, you are with people, so they will just jog your memory. The person fell down there in, you must remember, in 89, 90, I'll never forget. Our people were falling down, you know, like flies. 50, 52 degrees in Arafat. And I told the doctors, please doctors, help everybody, whoever is male, female, get everybody involved. If there are female doctors, go to the females, the male doctors. Allah will give you double sawab and reward of Arafat and so forth. Half the time of days when that's treating the patients and so forth. So what will happen? You are in Ihram, so the people are with you. They will just jog your memory. Let's see, we are in Mina. And this you must do, this is what you did, and so forth. And go take a quick bawzu, quick shower or so. There you don't need towel, no nothing. Even this year, Hajj will be in midsummer, June, July, kabina bulai. So when you speak of June, July, you can't forget it. Day is 45, 50 degrees. Here in South Africa is -3, -4, -5, midwinter. So therefore, is the opposite, you know, as far as the weather patterns go. So it's nothing serious, my brother. And we advise the people to take shower there and so forth, especially the men. And why? So you feel fresh and so forth. And that's why we tell you that don't go out of your camps and your tents because of the intense heat. We're not used to it. Yes, if it starts raining, like how what happened in 2019, a Hajj that we will never ever forget. Hafiz Mohsin Randeri was my right-hand man and left-hand man. I told him, Mohsin, I know you, I know your children, I know your father. father, your grandfather, 4 or 5 generations, you just stay next to me, I need you here. So he was holding that mic and so forth, and we were giving, you know, all the directives and the duas and so forth. So mashallah, he now went to Aqsa with his family, wife, and they went Makkah, Medina, Allah Kabul for my. For 2 hours it rained in Arafat, from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, subhanallah, what a hajj. So that is different situation. But normally, we will just tell you, sit tight there in the camp, don't go outside, because the heat can finish you up, remember that. You'll get dehydrated, Allah forbid. Ji.
Kisab, I don't like my name Shazia. It's too common. Can I change it as I'm 18 and don't need to ask my parents as they gave me the name? I want to change it to Shani.
So my sister Shazia, you say it's too common, but do you even know the meaning Shazia? Shazia means a rare species. Shazia means something that is scarce. So something that is scarce is always valuable. So my advice to you, you must remember, my daughter, my sister, get rid of that Western mentality. I'm 18 years old. I am an adult now, as far as the Western law democracy of South Africa goes. I don't have to consult my parents. That smacks of arrogance, my daughter, my sister. Everything in life, you must ask your parents. Tomorrow, on the day of justice, then remember what will happen. Hadith in Mishkat, hadith in Abu Dawood, إِنَّكُمْ تُدْعَوْنَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِأَسْمَائِكُمْ وَأَسْمَائِ آبَائِكُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا أَسْمَاءَكُمْ. You will be called by your name and your father's name. And hence, your parents choose good names. Your parents chose a good name, my sister. You don't like it, and the reason you're giving is not valid in Islam, is too common. So you say you want to use Shani. You know what is Shani? That when I used to go Makkah, Medina, I used to drink a lot of Shani. They used to have one cold drink there, one juice there. It was called Shani. And I used to tell my wife, I must buy the red one. I love it. Sometimes we used to bring it to South Africa. I think some places are available here also, but I don't see it nowadays. So that is Shani. So leave that name, my sister. Say all this, what you said. Say, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. Go to your father, mother, kiss their hand, embrace them, and say, oh, my beloved Ummi, oh, my beloved father, for me every day is Mother's Day and Father's Day, and I will consult with you in everything in life. I will not trust my own judgment and my own decision. Then see my beti, then see my ladli, then see my daughter, how far you will go in life, okay? So Shazia, forget all that what you say.
Mufti Saab, I had an accident. I knocked a Mercedes Benz. The person is demanding 200,000. My only asset is my house. What do I do?
So you must go to court. You must remember, you say you don't have insurance, third party, whatever it is. So you then smashed into his Mercedes. So if you are guilty, and now you only have house, so you go to court, and then you tell them, this is my only asset. They'll ask you how much you can pay. He's demanding 100, 200,000. He's trying to escalate it, and so. So you must say you can only pay 200 rand, 500 rand. Let him wait for 100 years. So you must remember that. If he's being ridiculous, use the law to your advantage as well. So if he wants an out-of-court settlement, so you go for out-of-court settlement and tell him, this is what I can afford. So you must remember that. So that is the only way you'll come out of it.
Mufti Saab, can one use interest money to pay their gardener?
Totally haram. You hired the gardener to make your garden look smart and trim and green, and you know the lawn must be smart like Wembley Stadium and so and so, and now you pay him interest? Absolutely haram. You must remember that. That interest, you pay your taxes with it, what government is imposing upon us, your fines, your toll roads. Oh, for example, you have to pay interest, so you use interest for interest. Al-Khabithatul Khabithi. But wages which we have to pay our employees, that our domestic, our employer in the shop, in the factory, warehouse, gardener, all that must be with halal money, not with interest money. Totally haram that is.
Mufti Saab, can we eat Baker's Tennis biscuits? Because recently there's been talk of some of their biscuits being haram.
remember that one is taqwa and one is fatwa. So from taqwa point of view, that once you have doubt, whether it's tennis, whether it's, you understand, lemon cream or lemon cream or whatever cream, you know, there's so many things going on, you understood. So we don't know all these things here also. So they showed me the other day, somebody brought some, where I went, they put some biscuit there, you understand. I said, from where this thing came now? I said, no, they put it there. I said, oh. So anyway, remember that every day there's something new going on, you know. So this is the usul, the principle. You, as an individual, you got doubt regarding that food item, that drink or whatever to consume. So the Hadith Sharif teaches us two things. Da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk. Leave that, you must remember, which puts you into doubt, and opt for that in which there is no doubt. Authentic Hadith in Tirmidhi. Then Mustafa Rasulullah Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addressed Wabisa bin Ma'bad radiallahu an, the hadith in Mustafa Ahmad, that when you are faced with that, people will give fatwa, things are permissible. Wa in aftakal nas, wa in aftakal muftun. The hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. So you must ask, istafti qalbak, istafti nafsak. What does your inner conscience tell you? May in Urdu they are beautiful words. You say, mere zameer isko gawara nahi samajhta hai. Mera zameer isko kabul nahi karta hai. The inner recesses of my heart does not accept it. So all that will be taqwa and ihtiyat precaution. From fatwa point of view, you must remember, so many ulama say permissible, some say not permissible. So how you reconcile it? You say taqwa, piety, precaution will be you abstain, and fatwa you will say it is acceptable, permissible.
Mufti Saab, to what extent can we beat our wives, and what tools are we allowed to beat them with?
Nothing, all haram. You beat them up, then I will tell them they must go straight to the police station and lay a charge of assault against you, and then they must beat you up with the panel beater's tools there in jail. They must make a good lesson of you. Go ask any person who has been in jail for 6 months, for 1 year, 2 years, they have the gangs there. And the wardens can't do anything if you know how the jail life works. And then what happens is this, that they will tension you up and so forth, because those thugs and those gangs there, they want to show who's the bravest. So first they stab the guy, then the wardens will come. That's how South African law works, you see. First the crook has to act, then you must react, not you shoot first. It's a crazy law, but anyway, you must remember this. So it's absolutely haram what you are doing, you must remember that. People don't even know how to translate, you must remember. Who told you you can beat up your wife, you can assault your wife? And absolutely haram. The word dharaba is used. So dharaba means that you tap her lightly. So that's the meaning of it. You take a miswak, you take a ruler, and you just tap her. And there must be no mark, no scar. And even that, laysa bikhiyarikum, that you are not the best of husbands and best of people. So one, it is permissible if it is tapping lightly. And to hit her, assault her, and so forth, with the belt, with your hand, all that is totally, absolutely haram. I give you one lesson of Quran. So there you heard the verse, you understand? وَهْجُرُهُنَّ فِي الْمَضَاجِ وَضْرِبُوهُنَّ. But why you don't look at the other place? You must remember where the Quran uses the word daraba. And what Allah Ta'ala says, فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ أَعْذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ. So you must remember in Surah Kahf, in the starting, where the seven youngsters entered the cave. And then Allah Jallala put them to sleep. So what Allah says, so then we put their ears and all that, you know? You got the baby, and what you say? La 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 baby. Sometimes your wife is complaining, you say la 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 poppy. So like that, you tap her, tap her, tap her, and then she sleeps, and then she sees you in a dream. So that is the meaning there, that you tap lightly, not you hit her and beat her up and all those kind of things. For that, leave Molvis, Jamiats, leave me. You go straight to a police station, and at least this the government takes serious, that you must charge them for assault and wife battering and so forth, and steer Hom Trung to. Let him go to prison for 1 weekend, 1 week. They will panel beat him with all the tools and that. Then he will know all the nonsense haram is doing. Last question.
Kisab, my employer is very inhuman, unreasonable, has ridiculous demands. He is arrogant. He always wants me to stay till late at work, finds work for me. This is affecting my home life. Will I be justified by going to CCMA as he doesn't listen? He's very rich and blatantly told me he has contacts in the CCMA. What do I do?
Tell him that you got contact with Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. So go into Sajda and cry, Ya Allah Jalla wa Ala, you said that Nabi, you sent wahi to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ittaqi da'wat al-mazloom, falaysa baynahu wa bayna Allah hijab. Go open Musnad Ahmad Ibn Majah, all that you will find this type of hadith. Fear the bad dua, the bad dua of the oppressed person. Between him and Almighty Allah, there is no curtain and veil. His du'as or her du'as who are oppressed are accepted instantly, immediately. Speak to Allah and then go CCMA or Labor Department or wherever you want to go. Totally permissible. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.